This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So there are two astronauts floating above our heads right now. Now, they're not just like floating in the void. They're at the International Space Station. And they went up there on June 6th for what was supposed to be an 8-day journey. They're still there, and they're not coming home now until February.
Why?
What? February.
8 days.
They were supposed to be there for 8 days.
I can't imagine the anxiety. Now, can you explain in layman's terms what's going on, why they're stuck there?
By the way, their names are Butch Wilmore, which is like...
Great astronaut name.
And Suni Williams.
Okay? Also great.
Can I explain it? No.
Oh, okay.
But I can try. So they arrived at the space station on June 6th. As they were approaching the orbiting outpost, five of the Boeing Starliner's thrusters malfunctioned. Basically, this is a gigantic PR nightmare for Boeing.
Well, as if they needed it.
Exactly. Okay, so the Boeing Starliner's thrusters malfunctioned. This caused a nearly hour-long delay in the docking process. So now they're just floating next to the space station for an hour. Oh. Separately, mission managers also detected a helium leak from the capsule's propulsion system, an issue that was known prior to the spacecraft's launch, but appeared to get worse on flight. This Boeing Starliner has just been docked on the space station, and they've been trying to fix the problem so that they could come home. Turns out they can't. And they're just going to let this Boeing Starliner come back to Earth with no one on it. So, and this hurts me to say, Elon Musk is coming to the rescue.
Right.
His company SpaceX is going to go up and get them bring them back.
What about food and water?
Apparently they have plenty on the space station.
Okay.
All right. They also have like, they have almost like their own kind, like meat and stuff like that. It has to be like freeze dried and up there. But they have like their own little farm on the space station with like lights and stuff. And they grow like vegetables and fruit.
I've seen that in TV and movies, but I wasn't sure if that really existed. Okay. Now, we talked about this before when they originally got trapped.
Right.
And that was like after they'd been there just a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Gavin, you had a very important question.
It's a man and a woman.
At what point do you start having the conversation, should we have sex?
Right. For self-preservation. For just like...
You said to reduce stress.
Reduce stress.
Okay.
To occupy your time.
There's
no Netflix up there.
You don't think they have streaming?
I don't think so.
They're the closest to the satellites.
I guess that's true. No lag.
Now, when it was just a couple weeks, my answer was definitely not.
Right.
There were too many pitfalls.
Yeah.
Lack of gravity.
Right.
Disappointing each other, then you're stuck there with each other.
Like, God forbid it's awkward sex.
Right.
That's a great point.
Now, though, obviously things are changing.
Yeah.
It's not a conversation that I would absolutely say yes to right away, but it is something I might start thinking about.
How could you not?
And, I mean, is it cheating if you're in space?
No. Definitely not.
Can't be.
No. Uh-uh. I mean, are we interested in hearing from Suni's mother?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, because I have some audio here. This is Suni's mother. Suni is trapped in space with Butch. Her mother is alarmingly calm.
I'm a mother of an astronaut. She's been an astronaut for 20 years. I understand all these things, so it's not bothering me too much. Although
not bothering me too much.
So I wanted to make sure she's safe before she comes back down. So actually, I'm very happy that they decided not to send her down right away. You never know. You know, there were two accidents with the shuttle already. And I sure as heck wouldn't want that to happen to my daughter.
Why is she laughing?
I'm the mother of an astronaut, and that means I get two things. I get my own helmet, and every day I get my own box of pink wine to calm my nerves until my Suni comes home.
Thanks, NASA!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.